Yes, our application was dismissed by the Constitutional Court. The Constitutional Court did not give reasons why it dismissed our application. It said that the reasons will follow at a later stage. So at this point, we do not know the reasons why they dismissed. But it is clear from what you have been saying that if someone donates seats to ZANU-PF, ZANU-PF will accept those seats with the voting hands. And that is what has happened in this case. We went to the court expecting justice. We want to say we did not get justice. What we got was injustice. And it's also another lesson that the people of Zimbabwe must learn, is that if you work with an oppressor, as in the cases has happened with our colleagues, Douglas Uonzora and Morgan Tsvangirai, the oppressor will do what he always does, that is to oppress people. Now, it is better for them, for psychology, Mazrisa to be in parliament than Solomon Mazera. This is what we are getting, and I don't think Zimbabwean people deserve this kind of leadership.
Were you surprised by this ruling?
We were not surprised. This is what we predicted ZANU-PF will do. As soon as the MDC put those things in motion, it has already held its primary elections. The system is controlled by ZANU-PF. The system is ZANU-PF. To expect the system to behave differently is to engage in bouts of insanity.
What are you going to do next as a party?
We as a party, we are going to go back to the people. We are going to consult on how we move this process forward. The struggle begins now. We have been moved from parliament. We are going to go to the parliament of the street where everyone else is. We are going to refocus, remobilize, and look at people and say, what are the options that we have to engage and to bring about meaningful change in the country? And we are determined. We expected this. We are not surprised. We are actually invigorated to work harder for the change that we've always sought for the people of Zimbabwe.